Welcome to the Blessings of Christ on this lovely autumn day of 2021. It brings back lots of memories for years past. This was one of my favorite times of the year as a child because I loved jumping into piles of leaves and then helping my mother. Back in those days, we could actually burn the leaves. And so mother and I would burn the leaves and I would watch it for her. Children would not be allowed to do that today. Oh my, the freedoms we had that we have forwarded to a greater state of supervision. But anyway, we are still free in spirit. And for that, I am very, very grateful and just really grateful to be here with you today. We're on a little bit of a tight schedule today. We really need to end at 4 o'clock, so I'm going to open the lines to people who would like to contribute. And as soon as I give a good welcome, we will open it to our community. I don't really have any major announcements other than life is great. I'm so glad to be here, and I hope that we can assist life being a little bit better for you. And I just want to thank you for being here because you are part of what I live for. You really are. I live for this community and wouldn't want to live without it. We're doing very well on the showing of our property, just to give you an update on that. And that's why we're on a little bit of a short leash today. We had some people wanting to come and look at 3 o'clock, and I said, no way, I'm booked. God comes first. But they said, okay, we'll be there at 4. And I said, okay, we've got a deal. So that's what's going on here. And we're very optimistic that we will get we'll get closure soon, and I will be able to move on with my life, and it will be such a great thing for all of us in this community because I have been so stressed for 2 years getting Larry through his passage upward and taking care of all the mundane needs and then the stresses that followed all of that. So I have been really, really divided in my responsibilities for about 2 years, and I'm looking forward to being back full time with this work. I have the notes, really, honestly, I have the notes, almost the complete notes for 52 more books. And they're all taken directly from Yeshua. So I don't know how long it will take me to get them done, but I sure hope I have a long enough life to see it through and get all of his messages out to the world. But we surely do need them now. And that's where my heart is, and I just can't wait to finish this transition into the new era of being where I belong, doing what I came to do, and being the love that I am for all of you. So I think I'm a poet and didn't know it. Sometimes when your words just come from the heart, they have a natural rhyming to them. So that's what's on the agenda today, and let's get started. I look forward to hearing from you. And also, I just wanted to tell you that I know you appreciate the fact that Yeshua comes through me, but so often I'm really smiling and appreciating the fact that Yeshua's coming through you too. So the closeness of your connection brings more connection for the rest of us, and thank you for that. Rick, I see you were the first one on, so you're open. You're online.
Hi. Well, thank you. You know, it's been an interesting time. A lot of people really kind of acting out of character, having, you know, fits of anger, impatience. And you know, I was thinking about, you know, how sometimes when you preach, you do more harm by interfering with someone's path. And yet, yeah, you know, it's hard to not say anything. So what I came up with was at the end of a call, you know how you say to people, have a nice day or something like that. You know, my salutation when I sign off on business calls or personal now is stay in the light. So it's like an affirmation, like have a nice day, and yet it's sending them a message to remember, you know, to look at the bright side of everything. So I just want to share that in case anyone else on the call would care to implement that in their daily interactions.
I think that's a great contribution, Rick. Thank you for it. And actually, it is the way up, because you can't travel upward in darkness. And the only way out is up. So the first step is to get in the light of whatever that is. You know, the light's not going to shine on everything for all of us all the time, because there's just a lot, well, in life, in the world, and everywhere, that we cannot comprehend. And it hasn't been revealed to us, at least not fully. And it's kind of in the shadow. And we think, well, maybe, okay, I'll sort of allow it the best it can be. But you know what? There's always something you can find in the light. And we can model ourselves as to something that Yeshua said to the apostles. They were asking him for more wisdom about more things and more understanding about what to do in the world. And in other words, they were just saying, can you cast a little more understanding on this, that, and whatever? And I think they were always doing that. Just not that we're told about everything, but you could tell by Yeshua's reflection on them and their tone to him that, yeah, they were asking him all the time about things. And his response was, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Follow me. In other words, you don't have to have light on every situation in the world. You just have to be in your light, and hopefully also in the light of others, and in the light of God, the light of Christ, the light that is within as many as you hold dear. Just find where the light is, and especially find it in yourself. So thank you, Rick. That was a very important contribution. And I think people can extrapolate on that in a lot of ways. So we're going to move on. And Jerome, you are on.
Well, I'm asking for the blessings for my family, but blessings for you, Glenda, and everything you do every day. And for all the people on this call, blessings too, because it is the blessings of the universe that we are part of. But thank you for helping us remember that, and for everything with Yeshua that you do, and for the light and love and peace and joy you are, and you pass it around. So I just thank you, I thank you, I thank you, and have a great day too.
You are welcome, and thank you for your sublime laughter. I look for it every Sunday, and it blesses us so much. And you know, I have found in most people, some people have a little bit of a sarcastic laugh, but for most people, laughter is one ray of sun I get from just about anybody that laughs.
Yes, it is. And you help us. You help us give that laughter, because we can feel the spirit of Yeshua and the universe too. So you're helping us every time, and I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you too.
You're welcome. And blessings to you and to your family and all your loved ones.
All right. Thank you. Love and peace.
Okay. You know, by the way, do you know what your name means, Jerome?
What?
It means house of God.
Oh, I like that. I'll write that down. House of God.
Yeah. Well, I found that out because there was this beautiful little town in the mountains, just a little bit north of Sedona. And Larry and I would drive up there on Sunday to have lunch on a patio that overlooked the valley, which Sedona was on the other side of. And the name of the town was Jerome. Well, at one time, there was a commercial property that came on the rental market. Now, we couldn't conceivably afford it on the purchase market, but it came on the rental market, and we thought it would be a great studio and meeting place. In the process of looking it up, I found out that Jerome meant House of God. I thought, wow, that is perfect.
Fantastic, and you're helping us all get there.
I'm doing my best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye for now, Jerome. Look forward
bye-bye,
to seeing
bye-bye.
You again. Okay. And Stormy, welcome.
I've been having some really nice blessings lately, Glenda. People are wanting to receive my modem of healing, I call a rainbow waterfall of colors washing through you. I've got a couple people who want to come over and experience it, experience my movie, my music, another recording engineer who's going to do some more with my music, a professional photographer who's going to be able to do something maybe with all those photographs you gave me and my own artwork. Just some interesting blessings here lately.
That's great. Yeah, that's wonderful. And I'm feeling a lot of blessings opening up for our community in a more tangible way. You know, it's just wonderful and enough if you're happy after the blessing. But I think it's accumulating in the lives of a lot of people, and it's starting to materialize for. I'm getting reports all the time of how things are happening that are just more expansive and beneficial. So Stormy, no one could receive it more worthy than you. So I'm so happy to hear that.
I also wanted to mention about the light from within me that I use for healing, that is, as much as I can use, it is automatically replaced. I can never run out of this gift that God has given unto me to be able to show you who you are, and the light within you that needs to be replaced, and my own teaching, because I can teach about this form of healing that I just created for myself. When I ask for a rainbow to come into every cell of my body, and I lit up like a teleporter room in TV series, and I went, wow, this felt really, really good. So I just offer that so that you can experience you, like when I put a hand on someone's chest and I say, Glenda, love is who you are. Oh, and the profound experience that people have when I do that, Glenda, is rather unique. So I invite our community again to do this for anyone and everyone who is willing to receive, because you get to receive as much as you give. And that's all. Mm-hmm. We're here. We're here for each other.
Absolutely.
And we're here for each other. And we're beginning to awaken into what we have forgotten that we used to be together.
Yes, correct. That's
all
so
right.
True. All right. Well, blessings to you, Stormy, and have a wonderful rest of your day and forever. Okay.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going to open the line to Susan, because last week we had to leave before you could get on. So I'm so glad you came back.
Oh, hi, Glenda. I pray for you that you find the right house and the right people to buy yours and
go
very smoothly. Then I just want to say, with regard to what Rick had said, I remember years ago working at a marketing research firm, and lots of times I'd leave a message, and I heard, I don't know, not long before I started working there, that one of my friends that I did some spiritual work with said, she would say, make it a great day to people. And this is like 20-something years ago, and I thought, wow, when I leave my message on, you know, on the phone, because this whole job I had was as a recruiter was telephone work, I said, I'm going to say make it a great day, because it implies you have the power to, you have some say in that.
Do that.
What happens.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I heard it years later. I said, oh, this job. I said, no, this job's very important. And what you're doing is very important, aside from the fact that, you know, I give out money to people just because they would participate in the study. But years later, I saw it on TV, and every time I hear somebody say, like, make it a great day, I jump up and down laughing. But, so, you know, that's to me my contribution of remember to stay in the light, you know. You have power, and you use it for good, and good is making something great. Make it a great day, you know. You do have some choices in the way your day unfolds. You know, without seeing all that, that was my implication. And
that's right.
Yeah, it's right, you know, and I love connecting to each other. I love connecting to you and then going across to each other and sharing that. So I feel, you know, connected to Jerome and to Rick and certainly to Stormy, who I know and have worked with. But I also want to say, as soon as you mentioned Jerome, I chuckled, because we went from Sedona to this little town called Jerome. So as soon as you said it, I was jumping up and down, because that was my connection to what you were talking about. I said, yeah, I was there. That little town. You know?
Isn't it charming?
And it most definitely
it?
Is. Most
oh,
definitely
I just
is.
Loved it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I went, because, yeah, we went to Las Vegas on a Cinerama Expo, and I couldn't wait to get the hell out of there, and we rented a car and went to the Grand Canyon and went to Sedona, and then, you know, we went to this little town called Jerome. So I just thought that was funny, and I thought I'd mention that to you.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. See, all of us have probably more things in common than we really know. If we could just have a big family reunion and start chatting, we'd find out how connected we really are.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Absolutely. It would.
We're going to do that someday.
Yeah.
We are.
In the meantime, I want to remember who I'm connecting with so I can say, hey, you know, you said this, and I relate to that, you know. It's so that way, even though I'm not, I'm obviously not talking to Rick and I, you know, now, or certainly to Stormy, or to Jerome, whose laughter always inspires me. I said it from the first time I heard it, you know. It's nice that I say it, and they're hearing it, you know. They can't talk back to me, but they're on the call, and they're hearing it. So this is good.
Mm-hmm.
This is good.
Yeah. Well, have a great day, Susan.
Yes.
Make it a great day. You know, I said it the wrong way, and then I caught it. I caught the blessing.
Yeah,
have a great day means it's out there, and you got to go find it. But make it a great day means it comes from inside you.
Yeah. Yep. You got it, lady.
Got it. I got it.
You got it. Love
All right. Well, thanks so much for the contribution. It's great.
Always a pleasure.
I'm going to open the line to Tara Kim now. Tara Kim, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Hello, everyone. I would like to request, I don't know if I can do this or not. My dad passed on Friday night, about 7 o'clock at night. I was wondering if I could request a blessing for him. I don't know if I can do that because he's on another level now or not.
Of course you can. Of course.
Okay,
I ask blessings for people who have passed all the time. Because, you know, there's not that much that changes when we go to a higher level. We just drop off our limitations. What we take on when we come into third dimensional reality are just, tons of limitations. And we don't know it at first. If you look in the eyes of a newborn baby or for the first few weeks of their life, it's like their eyes are pools of water. And they literally are in delta state, even though they're awake. They're in delta state, which means all frequencies, all possibilities, all-knowing, all-perceiving, and they're that way for actually quite a long time. And that's because they haven't taken on the limitations of the third dimensional world. And so when we leave, we stay the same person we are, but without so many limitations. And that starts bringing on the wow effect. Like they go into up the mountain and then launch into the sky. And it's like, wow, wow, I didn't know I could do that. Wow. And they're just breaking free so much they go everywhere. And you can bless their journey.
Yeah.
Let their journey be wonderful and their journey be a revelation of everything they experienced in life. And that they may stay connected to everyone they love while on this earth. Because you know they want to. They don't want to leave. They want, but they don't want to take you with them. Because they know you've got a life still to live. So they're a little bit torn about that. And so you can bless them to know that the love is still in place. It'll never change. So there's a lot of things you can offer the ones who have passed on. Joy, freedom, still remaining connection, and like, I'm here. Please stay in touch.
Yeah, that's what we want. That's really what we want.
Of course you do. And that's what he wants also. So you're in perfect synchronicity on that one.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you.
So, okay, what's your dad's name?
It's Carl, C-A-R-L, and the last name is Ulrich, U-L-R-I-C-H.
Okay. We got it. And thanks and blessings to you. You have my full condolences because I know how hard it is. And it's hard to make sense out of the change that you're experiencing because you've never known it before, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah.
And he's the one that has known you your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he won't stop knowing you for your whole life. It'll just be a little different. And you'll find out. Great revelation, something that only someone who truly loves you can give you. The people that we just know, but they didn't deeply, truly love us. They liked us. They were nice to know. Good people. They generally just go on because they've got a new door to walk through. They've got a new future, and they walk on. And so they don't hang around to tie up the loose ends or stay connected or teach us about where they are. But our loved ones stay with us. So it's a treasure.
Wonderful.
It's a treasure.
Yeah.
It really is. And it will bless you, and you will be a continuing blessing to him. And I wish you a happy memorial.
Thank you. And may I ask for some support from my mom as well?
Sure, of course. She'll need it the most of all.
Yeah. Yeah, and her name is Barbara.
Okay. Carl and Barbara. That's sweet. Yeah. Well, bye-bye for now. And love
Thank
to you, Tarka.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, Tina, I see you're back. I was looking for you.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
I want to ask for a blessing, too. It's just thinking about past ones and...
Thinking of what?
Of people that have passed in my life. You just talked about, and, you know, some of them, I have a real positive contact still, you know, like you just talked about. And some are not. And, you know, I do see a lot of people that have past. I mean, actually, every week I help dozens of people. I really don't think it's exaggerated to move on to the light. They somehow come to me, And it's not always fun. I'm not really enjoying doing this. I mean, I do because then I'm happy, you know, if I can help anyone, always.
Mm-hmm.
But it's some people in my life. I've been wanting to ask for help for this a long time, but I was kind of, I don't know, kind of scared maybe to talk about it. But, for example, my mom, I was so happy to be in contact again after she's passed. And it seemed like there's all kinds of different parts of her coming to me, you know, and it got really overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And I really said, you know what, I really like to help you. And I just call Yeshua and it's like, can we just sort out? And I'm done doing this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always fun for me, you know. It's like, it's too much. And so I've been really working on this so long. And I just had a session with somebody who said, oh, your higher self saying you did such a great job. It's like, yeah, but why do I still feel her? It's like, I want to go my own way and she goes her way. And I feel like I did everything I can, you know. If I have any karma together, I pray and I release. I don't hold anything against her, you know, not in a conscious way. And I did so many sessions to go really deeper if I'm holding something against her on a level where, that I cannot access. And, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said once gratitude would be a key, you know. Anyways, I would just want to, sorry, I take so much time. I just ask for a blessing for her and us. So we can go move on.
Good. Good. Well, Tina, it's a big subject that you brought up, and unfortunately I can't address every aspect of it in the limited amount of time we have here. But
yeah,
I can say this, and that is that many people, after they pass, are a little bit confused about where to go because they're still wanting to work out their stuff on Earth. And you can't work out your stuff on Earth when you're on a very high dimension where all of those limitations and boundaries don't exist anymore. And you can't do it for them because you're not there, you're here. And if they press on you too much, then it's like they're trying to work through the third dimension through you and use you to do that. And that's not right. You have, here's what I tell people. I just tell them, just wait where you are, be in peace, and wait for opportunities and revelations to come to you. You will receive your future. And when you receive your future, you will let go of your past. They've not received their future yet, and so that's why they're worried about their past. So they just need to be at peace where they are. They're in a state of grace. There's nothing for them to worry about. They're not going to be gobbled up by monsters, and they're not in the third dimension where all of their problems still exist. They just need to be at peace. And wait. And we can't say what the will of God is for people going on into the future. Sometimes even inside this life, we don't know what our future is going to be. I feel very connected to the grace of God. I feel very connected to the privilege of serving others and serving his good. And yet I sit here in my chair honestly saying, I don't know where I will be 2 months from now. I don't know. And so the fact that you're an enlightened person or the fact that you've gone on to high ground doesn't mean you're going to just instantly know what you should be doing, because revelations come by the grace of God. They don't come just because we can't stand it anymore, because we're impatient. One of the most frequent messages in the New Testament, and I think it even appears in the Old Testament a little bit, was waiting on the Lord. The apostles would remind the churches they were impatient about, well, what do we do? How do we do this? What do we? And they tell them, wait on the Lord. Wait. When I heard this, when I was a kid, I thought they were being told to be waiters, like restaurant waiters. Be a waiter on the Lord. And I thought, well, gee, what am I supposed to do to be a waiter? And then as I got older, I realized, oh, they were telling them to be patient. You have to be patient because God is managing a very, very large universe with enormously huge patterns of change and flow. And, you know, the river has to move around the mountains at its own speed, and it will make a place for you, and it will take you to where you need to go next. And whether you're in the three-dimensional world or whether you are moved up to the higher dimensions, you have to wait on the Lord. And that might be a good thing to tell your mom. Just wait on the Lord. You will be loved. You are loved, and you will be shown the way. So we cannot inherit the impatience of other people. And I think that's a good thing for everybody to hear right now, because we are living in a very, very impatient world. And for some people, impatience stimulates anger. For other people, impatience breeds willfulness and a kind of headstrong attitude. For, like, I'm going to break through this no matter what. For other people, impatience fosters a kind of apathy, like, oh, well, this is never going to change. And for other people, discouragement. And for some people, just downright depression and a desire to end life. I can't stand this anymore. But we are living in a very, very impatient world. Why? Because the changes that are happening are enormous, enormous. And just contemplate this sometime in your prayer and your meditation. How fast does a glacier move? How fast? Well, it's an enormous piece of ice. And it might move 2 inches a year. If it's in a speedy mode. And otherwise, it might move 1/2 inch a year. So when we are in enormous patterns of change, as we are, the best thing we can do is take care of one another. Enjoy the present. There's a reason why it's called the present, because it's a gift. Learn to be in present time. And this is an opportunity to put your focus on what's there with you now. I don't see the future for myself, but I'm sitting here in my office and I'm looking at the most glorious scene out my window. And I'm thinking, I wish I could be here like forever. I just wish I could just. And then I go into my bedroom and look at a different view and I'm saying, oh, thank you, God. This is so beautiful. I wish I could be here forever. I don't want to change. I would like to be here, and change will come soon enough. And when it comes, there will be revelation. So let's cultivate a little bit of patience and then help others cultivate a little bit of patience. It will soothe the frayed and razzled nerves that are so raw in our world right now. So thank you, Tina. And what you are experiencing is an everybody problem. We all have it from time to time. So just be patient with yourself, be patient with your mom, and anyone else that's trying to press on you for answers, because you don't have them all. Neither do I. And Yeshua didn't have them all either. One of the things that the apostles would press on him so often is, Lord, When is heaven coming to earth? When are you returning? When is it all going to come about? And he would say to them, my friends, I don't know. And they would say, why don't you know? You know everything. And he would say, my friends, even my father doesn't know. Really? Really? And it's like they would just raise their eyebrows and go, yeah. Why doesn't our father know? Because he set things in motion that were grand. And he respects his creation, and he respects everything and everyone he set into motion so much, he's allowing it to play out the way it needs to play out. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have his eye on even the sparrow. He does. He's watching everything. And if intervention is called for, he will intervene. But as long as it can play out without any tragic consequences, he's going to let it play out. Because we need to see for ourselves what's inside of us, what we can do, just like Susan was saying about make it a great day. We're all looking for a great day, just like I mistakenly said in my words, we're looking to have a great day. And Susan said, make it a great day. You see, we've got to discover what's inside ourselves. And our Father is giving us an opportunity to discover what's inside us. And he's not pushing us. He's letting us have the time to discover what we can do to make this the world we want. And that requires patience and faith, consciousness, and more than anything else, love. And not just a small amount of forgiveness. Okay, we are moving on in time, and we got two more people online, so I'm going to be quiet. Iman, you are on.
Aloha.
Iman, I can't hear you. I don't know whether we've got a bad connection. Hi.
Thank you for your beautiful teaching or reminder. Answered a lot of my question. I just wanted to say that at this time, I have become very sensitive to a lot of energies, especially negative energies. And I'm doing my best to kind of shield myself from that. There's so much changes going on within, I believe all of us are going through it. I don't think I'm the only one, but this is where I'm at. How do we deal with this? God, this sensitivity to energies, Glenda.
Oh, well, first of all, I would suggest you take it as a gift. Let me give you an example. I found a dessert that I just loved, and it wasn't good for me. It really wasn't. I was watching the scales, and I thought, I got to get rid of this. I got to stop it. And one day, I loaded up on them, and I ate like three or four in one day, and it made me sick. Sick. And from that day on, I didn't want any more of them. I think God is letting us have enough negativity, we're going to get sick of it. And I think that's where you are. You know, life is a little bit like the movies, a little bit. You know, we watch feel good movies and feel good movies and comedies and meaningful dramas and meaningful biographies, and we see all that stuff, and then we say, oh, you know, I think it'd be kind of fun, just by contrast, to watch an adventure movie or a police drama. And if one is all we watch, it's kind of okay. It's sort of freshens us up to go back and watch the feel-good movie, right? But if we watch too many of them, it's like, I'm sick of this. I don't want any more. I wish Hollywood would close its doors and stop making things like this. Okay? I think God's letting us get our fill, our bucket full of negativity. So we start looking at it as something that has no benefit to life whatsoever. It's not just an alternative that we look at and we say, oh, well, yeah, I guess some people just have to live this way, and then we get on back to a good life. Mm-mm, not anymore. We can't ignore it anymore. We've got to look at it, and we've got to say, do we want it in our life? Because unless we're going to do something to make the whole world a little better, we're going to have to live with this. And I don't think anybody wants to live in a ditch with an open sewer. Okay? And that's what our world is starting to smell like. It's really bad. And we don't like it, and we don't want it, and we're going to do something about it. Because we've neglected our environment and put it aside. We just said, oh, that's just happening in Alaska, or that's just happening in the rainforest. Pardon me. But no, it's happening everywhere now, and we've got to get away from it. The other thing I would say as a word of suggestion is that when, pardon me, just a moment, I've got to have some water. When Yeshua would have too much, he would just say, get out of here. Get behind me, Satan. Go away. I don't want you. I don't want your influence.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be discerning in that manner. Just don't do it in such a way that you cause a riot.
I've been doing that a lot lately. That's with you, yeah.
Just do it quietly. Move away. Be somewhere else.
Yeah.
And just say, no, that's not what I want in my world. Don't give into it. Don't feed it. It's kind of like the parable of the Native American elder who was teaching his grandson about the two wolves. One was benevolent and one was vicious. And he said, the little child said to the elder, he said, well, how do I keep the good one and get rid of the vicious one? And he said, feed the one you want.
Sometimes I feel like maybe am I judging, and I don't know, but I know what I don't like and what I like. I know what field I want to move into and what I don't. Sometimes situations like, or even people's energies, I can't get into it. I can't get into their field, or I can't allow them to get into my field. And I don't know if that's judgment. And I just pray to God that, but I just listen to my heart. You know, if I don't feel right, I don't want to be in it. If I don't feel comfortable,
that's discernment.
I don't
want to be in it. That's discernment.
Okay.
And Yeshua was very discerning. Very discerning. If he couldn't take the world anymore, he would go to the desert.
Yeah.
You know, if he didn't want something negative, he would turn away.
Okay, thank you. I need that strength to know that and to honor myself, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do.
Thank you.
You do.
Thank
you. And remember, the wolf you get is the one you feed.
Right. Right. And it's not just feeding physically, but it's feeding energetically, I believe. That's what is
absolutely
happening.
Absolutely.
Well,
yeah, it's
all focused.
Have you noticed, and I'm sure if not you, others on this community have noticed, that sometimes an unruly child is only wanting attention. Attention is one of the best foods you can give to a child. They want your attention. And if you don't give it to them in a constructive way, they'll get it in a destructive way.
Ugh.
So one of the best things we can do to keep our behavior from being interpreted as judgment is to always be active in providing constructive attention and making it available to anyone who wants to come to the table.
Yeah.
That's what Yeshua did.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Glenda.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're blessing.
Thank you.
Blessing you. Bye-bye. And Christopher, I think we're going to take you as our last call, Christopher.
Hi, Glenda, and hi, everyone on the call. Man, it's been amazing to hear everybody's sharing today. Oh, my goodness. And Glenda, your clarifications around, you know, the spirit world and impatience, so helpful for me. Last night, one of my mentors, she quoted a friend of hers who's in stage 4 cancer. And he said, potential requires patience. So I just wrote it down in big letters in my notebook for school, because I come up against all the time. It's just my feeling like there's so much to do in so little time, and learning to be patient with it. So thank you for that reminder, and blessings to Tara Kim and in this transition that you're going through, and your father. I forget the name of the other woman who is speaking about her mother on the other side, but I just wanted to send out blessings to her as well, because I can imagine that's been a very difficult situation. The reason I called in, who was that?
Tina.
Tina, right. Okay.
Tina.
Yeah, Tina. So the reason I called in was because the place where I'm staying right now is a friend's place that he built with his own hands, a beautiful, beautiful structure. It's like a temple. And while he was gone, his mother passed away just Friday night. Mm-hmm. And he had come to visit her. She had a fall, and it just very quickly, very, very quickly happened. And so I'm here on the property where she had lived. I've been getting to know his father. And so I'm just sending out a prayer. I'm asking for a blessing for Grace, who has passed just in the last 2 days. And for Nathan, her son, who's a friend of mine, and for Phil, her husband, who's also a friend of mine. Just blessings for these men to be able to navigate this grief, this tragedy, and for her spirit to go on that journey. And maybe even for them, I've talked to them about it, maybe even for them to be able to feel connected with her as she transitions.
Yes, and they can make that choice. It's not the right choice for everyone. Some people really do need to let go. But for those who choose, it's very possible.
Okay. That's good. That's a good reminder, because I had mentioned it to her son, and he said, I'm not ready for that. And although he did say that he saw her in a spiritual form over his shoulder, and he said, oh, that's what you really are. That's what you are without these limitations of the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And when I mentioned it to her husband, I've been going over to visit him and bringing him soup and things. And I mentioned to him about experiences I've had where it brought me such relief to be in connection with my grandmother and other friends who've passed. And he was so curious. He said, well, how would I do that? And so we've been exploring that a little bit and giving him encouragement to have that experience, so maybe he would be open to it, you know?
Yeah, I think that's great. And, you know, you can just explore that and then let him take it where he wants to take it.
Yeah, exactly.
But the time of passing, whether for ourselves or for those who love us, is a time of great significance. It really is. It's as significant as birth, because it's birth on another level. And it's releasing of issues on this level. Mm-hmm. I had the great good fortune. I was in Sedona when my mother passed. My brother called me about, I guess, about 3 hours before it happened. That she was in the Fort Worth area, in my hometown, Weatherford. And I said, can I get on a plane? And he said, no, you couldn't make it here in time. And, you know, you should come in the next day or two when you can be comfortable with it. So Larry and I went to one of the great Vortexes and Red Rock areas in Sedona to be there at sunset when she passed. And I was looking over the hills in the direction of my home in Texas, and I was feeling her passage. And I was looking at the earth and looking at the land and the hills stretching out across the 1,000 miles, 1,100 miles. And all of a sudden, I heard her voice. And she said, "Don't look for me there. I'm not there anymore." And then she said, "That was the place of my issues. And those are for me to sort out now. You come and be with me in my new place of being." And so I did. I knew that I needed to, she was telling me to let go of her on earth. I didn't need to bother with that. She would take care of those issues. And to come and be with her in her new place of being. And I didn't feel that connection until, I would say, about 2 or 3 weeks later. After I drove back from the funeral, Larry said, "I think you need a break. Let's go to the Grand Canyon." And that's where I reconnected with my mom. And she was the one who brought me the last final ingredient into Christ in. So, obviously, she had a good talk with you.
Yeah. You're like, why? Yes. I got to crack this code, this mystery.
Well, Christopher, we do need to move on into our blessing, but it's always a joy speaking with you. And you bring
too,
words of wisdom every time. So, let's, everybody, let's get comfortable. Shake out your arms and legs, and shake out your head and your neck, and just wiggle a little bit to let the energy flow through you. And most of all, be at peace. Take a deep, deep, deep breath and hold it. And let's slowly exhale. Feel your body come alive with the breath. And in love with the thought of sharing that breath back into us. Take another deep, deep breath. As far as you can take it in. As deep as you can take it and hold it. Hold it, hold it. Yes. Now let it out slowly. It out slowly. There you go. And continue taking your deep breath while I offer my prayer to Yeshua. And the blessing givers will join me. We will conduct the energy of the blessing as you say your prayer. And the reason for your prayer is you put attention on the things you love and want most or need most. It's just that element of attention that draws the energy to that. The being given a wide spectrum of energy that will bring you more blessings than you even ask for. But you surely want to have some attention on that which you need. As Yeshua said, ask and it shall be given. Now, let us surrender in peace. Dear Yeshua, we know you are here already, but we want to thank you. We want to express our gratitude, our love, and our joy in feeling you close by and near. We want to be with you. In consciousness, in faith, in creativity, in service, that we may feel our partnering with you in life. We know that you are assisting us every day, and now we bring to you our prayers for that which we need most, because we are the only ones that can be inside our life and bring to you and to our Father that which we need first and foremost, our love, our hunger, and that which we hope and pray for others. We thank you for all that you shall give and for walking with us in all of our ways. Amen. Blessed givers, please join me. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, I want you to go and rest and just receive. Don't think. Don't put your attention on anything other than just being there. Being you. Being the love that you are. And receive. Be a sponge. A blank slate. And let God write on that blank slate. Bye-bye for now. And I look forward to being with you again.